We do have VHS dating. That is a place in California that set up a dating service whereby people in the 80s, there's no apps, there's no internet, would go by, they'd answer a bunch of questions, they'd be filmed, put on VHS, and they would circulate these tapes within the dating service. And you say, oh, I want to go out with this crazy person. And both men and women. Here is the latest one. This is volume 5.
I would describe my dating history as checkered. I've been married twice.
Loser!
What a loser!
Should just give up.
But I always say two marriages can happen to anybody. Oh. So my name is Joyce Carlisle. Oh, I hate being single. I hate it. I'm so lonely.
I'm so lonely.
That
makes me feel sad.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these men that you get set up with are bald.
Whoa, whoa,
boy,
whoa, me and
you
Matt.
Didn't know that. That doesn't make you feel sad anymore, does it?
No,
it's, you know, back in the day when bald meant something terrible.
Yeah, now it can be, I mean, like Vin Diesel can be, or Pitbull can actually look, it's like a, you know, it can actually look sexy for some women.
If for some, I can tell you there's a brand new survey. I didn't want to bring it to you today, but there's a brand new survey that says that younger women, not into the bald.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I guess younger. Why would they be?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect young women to be into the
but
bald.
But it was like a thing, you know?
Yeah, I think.
For a while.
Women like in their 30s and 40s, love it.
They figure, what are you going to do?
Yeah. No, I don't think it's that. I think they actually like it. I mean, I know.
At a certain point, yes. But also, if we see that you're probably not going to go get a toupee.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, we either leave it. Looking like roughly mowed, or we do something about it.
Yeah. I mean, you got to keep it tight. You got to keep it shaved.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I need to shave my head today. I'm going to get Chia Pettish. But no, I mean, I think there's lots of single, I'm talking about single women, not people you're married to. You can't be like, well, I'm out. He's bald.
Right.
Yeah. I've just been shocked by it. Bald with beards. It's shocking.
It's a look right now.
Yep.
In the 80s, disgusting.
Right.
Yep. I don't know. All things are cyclical.
By the way, I think this girl talking
and I don't
seems
like that.
A little bit more friendly than the past.
She does. I think so. The other one's like, I'm not your mother.
She did say that.
I blew out my knees jazzercising, you piece of, you know, you're like, whoa.
Yeah. You should date me because I am the most fun you will ever have with a legal secretary.
Oh, that's a strong line.
Yeah, she's way better than the rest.
And in the 80s, a legal secretary, that's a fantasy, right?
Well, she's not bragging about, remember the first one was like, I can type however many minutes, words
that,
a minute.
But back then, that was sexy.
I know, but she's not braggadocious.
No, you're going to do something naughty.
I love to talk about horoscopes, even though I don't really know anything about them other than my own. Oh, I want my next relationship to be forever. And I really mean that because I cannot get divorced a third time.
Girl, I feel you.
Jared,
I feel you, girl.
This woman.
Better
text
be it.
This woman.
She's 80.
She's dead.
I think she might be dead.
Jared, text this woman.
I will text her. I will dig up her grave. It'll be forever.
It will, baby.
I will not get divorced a third time. I love Mexican food, especially enchiladas. I love Jamaican
enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
It's like white girl way of saying it. Yeah, I like her.
Okay.
And men, they love their mothers. They're always very close with their family. They are not afraid to get in the kitchen and make a warm, cozy meal. And they love to dance.
She's talking about.
Well, I think.
I think Hispanic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Key to a good relationship is picking somebody who likes you.
That is the key. You know what? That is the key.
You know what? The truth is simple.
Well, I think she's probably saying they like your personality, not just your look.
They gotta like you.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, that's what it's coming down to.
My favorite way to unwind, you know, I love to draw a bath by some
Oh my gosh, is she my dream girl?
This is
you are missing out,
meant
dude.
For you.
I was born in the wrong decade.
Get on this.
Remember the other one said my favorite way to unwind is with a Virginia Slim and a big old scoop of cottage cheese
on a tomato.
This girl is much better.
You're disgusting. And she blew out her knees jazzercise. She doesn't want anybody active.
I mean, if you remember the last one said, you know, if you mention religion to me, she's like, she's going to crucify you.
Yes.
Yeah, right. She's like, that's why I didn't have kids. I don't talk about God.
Roses and pick off the petals, and I'll pretend that a man has done that for me.
Oh.
And I'll imagine that there's a man in there who's just outside the door saying, Joyce, you better not get pruny. I'm waiting.
Wow. All then right, she comes ball. Out and she's extra light.
It's like Jared as a woman.
I'm always pruny. I stay in there for a long time. All right. So we have, there's seriously 500 of these. They're all so very different and very bizarre.